your OTR mobile.
So I thought I would just beat you to it.
Have to put you up a star on the wall and give you an attaboy.
Hi, Shane.
And Tom, I hope you two are doing well today. I just had a nice lunch and got a new power steering pump put on my truck and spent a little time with Patrick while they were doing that. I jumped on the truck with him and rode around to kept him company for a couple hours.
Sounds like fun. Well, I think he's going to be coming by later today, so I'll get to visit with him, too. That's quite a truck. Wow. Oh, we started out the morning by going to urgent care, and I got to moon the doctor, only because she gave me a shot in the, you know where, the nurse did, some kind of steroid, and then went and got pills down at Walmart, pills and bills when you get older, for my gout, and now we're just headed back towards the hacienda.
You had to go through that abuse by the nurse there, so hopefully it'll make you feel better and get rid of that. Whatever's going on up there for you.
Well, you better get in the moon, the nurse, or the shot.
So what kind of mood you were in?
There's no hope for me. There's no modesty in the doctor's office. I just didn't have a shot in the torso there as I would in the arm. Sometimes it's less sore. And Bernie said it was a big needle. So, happy to get it anyway, so I've never had that stuff before, but boy, it's no fun at all, and it's in my feet. But hopefully with that and some prednisone, I'll get along fine if it don't kill me. But we stopped at that real nice donut shop there at Wade Hampton. I was having sugar lamps and got a couple of cups of coffee, and we had a cinnamon roll. And Bernice is fixing filet mignon and corn on the cob and what else tonight? Baked potato. So that'll probably make it flare up again, but anyways, I'll be happy and flared.
Good. I think I might turn the truck around. I'm headed the wrong way. What time is dinner? You got filet mignon. I might have to turn around.
Sure. Had a real nice doctor, that urgent care down there at Greer. We've been there quite a few times, and they're really, really good. You can make your appointment online, too. And you can sure get into him or her, whoever it happens to be, a lot quicker than going to your family doctor. And we got a good family doctor, but you just can't ever get in for days. So, and that's the way we went. I wasn't going to do it. Bernie said, yes, you are. So, happy wife, happy life.
A few of those urgent care places, they are easier to get into. I think that's kind of how as the medical system gets taken over by bigger and bigger entities, I think they're trying to push people towards the urgent care for minor issues and then emergency room for the rest of it. I don't know. It's not the same. We were just talking about our family doctor we had for years. He would have delivered my sister in 72, but they didn't do C-sections back then. And he actually delivered three of my kids. But it's just not the same anymore.
Because we can tell you exactly who delivered our children. And they were just family-type doctors, by golly. And thank God for them. Those guys Well, they're not God, but I bet you the good Lord's got a seat for them right up there next to him, Shane, for as many years as they put in and for all they put up with.
And the nice thing was he had a small office, you know, a couple other doctors out there, but you never had to, you could always get in, you know, sometime during the day. There was never this, well, you know, we'll make an appointment for you 10 weeks out or 4 months out. They were always able to see you that day.
And the last two times we've been to the emergency room for Bernice, it was saturated because of the population growth down here. You really need to build a whole new hospital. And they got 34 operating rooms in that one down there at Greenville Memorial. They do the best they can, but they're just swamped. And they'll all tell you that if you ask them. And the thing of it is, they build a new hospital, and there's a shortage of doctors, and they can't staff it, and that's another problem. But anyways, on a brighter note, did you try to make contact with that missing in action station last night? There wasn't much else on, Shane, so I went over there to sideband and lowered myself instead of CW.
Friend, it was a lady named Linda that was calling CQ, and it was pretty busy. I listened for a little bit. I didn't try. I was finishing my dinner and a couple other things. The net came on. I was kind of back and forth, and then there's a group of hams down in Georgia that I got to know, and somebody was asking for a signal check on 80 meters. Or 75 meters, and he was camping, and he had taken his radio, and so I jumped down there and responded to him, talked to them for a little bit. There was a couple that came in, so I never did talk with her, but I did hear
her. Over 9 at our place, on my station, and I caught it right when it was first posted, and I think that's what helped, because the crowd started moving in, and I'll only try on sideband, you know, 2 or 3 times, and then I'm out of there usually. But I was able to get into them. Of course, I had an amplifier, too, and that helps. But I don't have any tower or beams or anything like that. But she heard me very clearly. And I don't know. I like to work those special event stations if they're there, whether they're sideband or CW, but there's a big crowd there on sideband. I don't go there. It's more or less a screaming contest. And who's got the biggest amp? But there just wasn't anything else that was of interest to me last night. And I went down. I stayed down there on CW in the lower portion of the 40-meter band, and there just wasn't anybody down there. And I think it'll get better, though, as soon as it starts cooling off. The atmospheric noise has been terrible, even though the sunspots have been good.
Okay, yeah, I noticed it was a little noisy. And there were a lot of people calling her. Hang on a second. The people doing the road crew are going to talk to me. Hold on, N4ZLK.
NJOTO.
They're doing road work. They got one lane blocked, but they said there's a head-on collision down there, and we're going to be sitting here for a good while, so I'm going to turn around and try to find another way home.
We saw a real bad one at where you get off of 14 onto 85 there at the CQ and or the QT, CQ, the QT and the Spink station. There was a concrete truck on the entrance lane to 85 turned sideways, and they were trying to crawl through the back window of it. Also, Gap Creek Road, they're doing construction up here on Gap Creek Road east of our house, Shane.
I'm on Locust Hill, 290. I know, got to get back to TR. I know where I am. I just got to figure out a way to get there. Guess I have to pull out the old GPS. Anyway, now traffic's lined up. There's a couple 18-wheelers. They're not going to be able to turn around.
Well, I hate that. And then, as we turned onto our big hill here, I looked up north on 101, and the traffic, excuse me, excuse me, the traffic stopping up there. It said road construction ahead on 101. So I don't know how much they got blocked up there, but it gets real bad up there towards that O'Neill grocery store as far as being close together. Can I park up at the top, Bernice? But good luck with that chain. And that one at Highway 14 going on to 85, I bet that's on TV because, man, you never saw so many emergency vehicles in your life that was there on that entrance to Highway 85, and they had it totally blocked off. But the concrete truck was totally horizontal in the middle of the lane, and I'm sure it was involved somehow because the concrete drum on the truck was not moving. Anyway, good luck, Shane. We just got home and got some ice cream in the back, and so I'll catch you down the line. Great to hear you as usual. N4ZLK and 0TR 73, Shane.
I think I found the road that cuts through over to Tigerville. You and Bernice have a good afternoon and enjoy that ice cream before it melts. N4ZLK.
Of course, that accident is head on, you said. Yeah, NC9B.
Hello there, Leon. I was headed, north or west on 290 Locust Hill Road, and it was before Tigerville Road where the road work was, where they had me turn around. So somewhere on the opposite side of that, headed west.
Probably be a good day to meet myself for lunch. Glad I set that up. So go be there for lunch. You on your way home?
Rode around Patrick for a little while, had lunch with him, and then the repair shop called me and said my truck was ready, so I'm headed home. But now it's headed through the country this time. Had to take a little detour.
Scenic route. Nothing wrong with that. I like the scenic route. Better than 85, that's for sure. That's a big old jump I just ran over. Big old hump in the road. I wish they'd ever fixed that. A lot of it will be working this thing for months. But had a good day. Had a really good day. Nice and smooth. Everything went smooth. Got in and out of the office easy. I'm off until next week. Yeehaw.
Nice. Yeah, I guess you take 290 to get home? Is that how you do it?
Yeah, that's correct. We got a workaround for 290, but I didn't know how far that was out there. I don't know if I can... I can cut up by Tom's house and then cut through the neighborhoods back there. And it comes back out on 290 way down the road there. Past bypasses everything.
Not exactly sure where it was, but I was on the east side of Tigerville in 290. I've just turned on Tigerville now. I think I've been this way before, cutting over to Traveler's Rest. But anyway, I just looked at a map. I'll get home eventually.
I'll go up to Cherrydale. I'll up that area. Patrick's area. Is he done yet, or did you get him a big sale?
He's running about an hour ahead. Well, and I said, that's because your supervisor was riding with you, making sure you weren't lollygagging around. I don't know how much more he's got, but he had a pretty quick morning anyway.
It would gotta be nice to work for yourself, but then you know the headaches go along with it. There's a trade-off there. Not sure I'd be wanting to sign up for that. I don't know. NC9B.
Talked a little bit about that at lunch. Just, you know, every time his truck breaks down, he's got to figure out a way around it and get his truck towed and worked on. And I get to just ride it up or call the company and have them tow me in or drive it in and, you know, ride it up and I punch out and go home. I don't have to worry about it.
Different when they tell you you got to buy this vehicle. Oh, yeah, you got to maintain it, though. If it breaks down, it's on you.
At X Ground, they used to be RPS, Roadway Package Service, and FedEx Express bought them but left them contractors, and they have to buy their own trucks. They have to repair them. They have to fuel them. You know, make sure they're running good. So, and then deal with all the paperwork with everything they pick up and deliver. That's how they get paid, is by keeping track of all that.
That can be a rough life at times. Sure can. Love it. Yeah, well, they fix, something else break. Sometimes that's the way it goes. I feel like I tell my son, he's getting his truck fixed, and this part that I'm waiting on is finally supposed to come in today, so we'll see. So I'll try and run it down here tomorrow so he can get his truck fixed, but, you know, he's talking about, well, I'm going to get this part, and if it fixes it, I'll turn around and sell the truck. I mean, I don't know. You know, once you get everything fixed, you might want to hang on to it.
Or is that LK? Yeah. When you're in the middle of it, you're ready to get rid of it, and then once you get it all back together and running good, then it kind of makes you feel like maybe you should hang on to it.
Kind of almost rebuilt, totally rebuilt vehicle.
Does he drive a truck as well?
That's a rock slinger. The new thing that he came out with. I guess it's kind of a slew on it, like a concrete truck, and they can put the gravel wherever it needs to go, like doing basements and such. Redoing foundations, that kind of thing. We can't normally get a dump truck in.
Yeah, that seems like that'd be a lot of sense for something like that, because it's hard to get dump trucks into some places, especially if you're not wanting to hand load everything.
I mean, truck, he said he's got, they got there at the company he works for, but he says they all stay busy. Corey, I mean, he goes to multiple quarries. I mean, he was up in Asheville the other day, over in Canton one day. I mean, just all over the place. And you know, they got quarries all over the place. So he just pulls it there and tells them what he needs. And they load him up, and he goes and does it. And sometimes he has to make two or three trips for one spot.
And especially if you're building up in the mountains somewhere, no telling how much fuel you're going to need.
Really nice houses up at Cashiers and Franklin, all out in that area. Really nice homes, top of mountains, on the lake, all over the place.
I imagine I've been up there a few times over the years in the 80s, up in the Cashiers and Highlands area, and it's a beautiful, beautiful area.
The dog rides with them. He says to gets the job site, lets the dog out, he's ready to go. He calls the dog back, jumps in the truck, and they go on to the next one.
Well, to do the jobs like he does, because we need it. I'm going to let you go. I'm going to pull over and stop over and see my granddaughters real quick on the way home. That detour actually kind of helped out. I didn't think about that. I'm going right by their house. We'll talk to you later, Leon. NC9V, N4ZLK.
Have a good timing, because I'm getting ready to get off the interstate anyway. I'll be right where I need to be. Talking to you later, Shane. Take care. N4ZLK. NZ9B. Clear.